Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette seeks grant for restroom upgrades at Dalby Memorial Park. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The city of Gillette is moving forward with plans to improve restroom facilities at Dalby Memorial Park, aiming to enhance the park's amenities for local residents. County 17 reported on Tuesday the City Council approved a resolution to submit a grant application to the Land and Water Conservation Fund, a federal program dedicated to expanding public outdoor recreation spaces. The city is requesting up to $450,000 in funding, with plans to match 50% of the project cost using general and optional 1% sales tax funds. Officials say the upgrades will strengthen the park's longstanding commitment to outdoor recreation and community use. The grant application will be available for public review starting November 30th at the city's finance department, offering residents a closer look at the proposed improvements. Wyoming oil and gas industry hopes for change under Trump. In Wyoming, the oil and gas industry is hopeful for a boost as President Donald Trump returns for a second term. This optimism follows frustrations since 2020 when companies like Kirkwood Resources bought federal leases on Wyoming land totaling $7 million, but the leases have yet to be issued due to litigation under the Biden administration. Kirkwood's landman, Stephen Degenfelder, calls it a bureaucratic injustice. According to Cowboy State Daily, Trump's re-election could signal a shift with expectations for resumed leasing and industry-friendly policies. Energy analyst Rob Godby of the University of Wyoming says any new policies would likely include rollbacks of renewable energy subsidies as well as climate regulations imposed by the EPA. However, Godby cautions that market forces remain a major factor, often beyond presidential control. For Wyoming, this could mean that even with policy shifts, coal and natural gas prices will still be driven by global market demands. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.